The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Once again, from the studios of Pringle Radio, I'm Elf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. In this episode of the North Pole Podcast, we're discussing Christmas in July. We've just started our celebration of Christmas in July 2024 at the North Pole, so it's a good time to talk about it and why it's so important to Operation Merry Christmas. Joining me once again to cover this is my radio partner and the International Director of Santa Trackers, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what do you do personally to celebrate Christmas in July?
Well, it's changing a little bit, Frank. With my advancing age and responsibilities, it seems to be different now than it was before.
How is it different now?
For an elf, it's a time of mixed work with no small amount of playtime. Santa's always said it's important to play hard, and during Christmas in July, we do things we don't do the rest of the year. We play even harder, I guess you could say. But I'm finding it harder to play harder because I seem to need to work harder in July, too.
Is that because your expanded role as the International Director of Santa Trackers?
Well, it is. The Tracker Elf world really gets moving in July every year. We're halfway to Christmas, and that means we have the bulk of our seasonal work coming up in the next 175 days, Frank. So July's a really busy time for me now.
Well, we'll talk about the work part of it in a bit, Crash, but for now let's focus on the play part. Do you play differently now than you did in the past?
Yeah, because I have to. Years ago, I was one of those elves who excelled during the many games of Christmas in July. I always tried to win the hot dog contest, for example. I was crowned champion of the Duncan Elf booth for 7 straight years. I've gone from that to being one of the clowns getting dunked in that tank of Kool-Aid, Frank. A lot of elves are getting their payback now. That's the price of being a director, I guess, Frank.
You don't seem any worse for the wear, Crash. Does that mean that you don't care for Christmas in July now that you've moved up the elf ladder a little bit?
No, it doesn't mean that at all. I still have my fun. It's just not the same kind of fun. It seems I laugh just as much now, if not more, these days during Christmas in July than ever before. And I think that's Santa's goal with all this, you know, just to blow off some steam and to keep the pressures in check, to balance things out a little bit with the change of routine and maybe a break in the fast pace and the fun that comes with the games and easygoing celebrations of Christmas in July and such.
You know, we get a lot of questions about life at the North Pole, and one of the more common questions we get at this time of the year is about how and why we celebrate Christmas in July. Some even observe that there doesn't seem to be much Christmas in Christmas in July. What are your thoughts about that?
I think there's a lot of Christmas in Christmas in July, Frank. You walk around the North Pole right now, and there's Christmas music everywhere. There's some trees up, lights are up. There's the old sleigh show at the Sleigh Hall of Fame Museum that they sponsor. And, of course, we're the only place in the world that I know of that has a Christmas in July snowball fight. You don't get any more Christmassy than that, Frank. What about you, a famous radio dude like yourself? What do you do for Christmas in July?
I'm definitely still the regular guy, Crash. I go to these events that you're talking about. One of my favorites is the Christmas Sprinkles S'mores Contest, a test of skill and artistry. For those who aren't aware of it, there's this contest to make a regular s'more and then decorate it with Christmas stuff. They get judged before they get eaten, and pictures and videos are taken of them. Winners get pictured in the paper here at the North Pole. And a few years ago, well, I won. That sounds like a silly little thing to do, and a lot of our activities during Christmas in July are silly, but for a hard-working radio guy like myself, it's a great way to just be a normal person for a little bit and enjoy a little Christmas.
I had no idea you did that, Frank. I'm a little surprised, because when it comes to doing something with your hands, you're all thumbs. I heard they once kicked you out from reporting in Santa's workshop because you're such a hazard around the power tools. Is that story true?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is, Crash. I think that's why I ended up on the radio, because I'm so clumsy with my hands. I can't be in the workshop or the wrapping department or the post office. I'm just a disaster. But in radio, I don't have to actually touch anything, so that's really why I'm here.
Well, I know you're just kidding, Frank, but Christmas in July has to be something of a social thing for you, if only because you're one of those elves who has a singular job that doesn't get you around a lot of the other elves too much.
That is true, Crash, and it is why I enjoy Christmas in July. I get to meet a lot of elves who know my name, but they don't know my face. It's a lot of fun meeting elves who do the real work of Santa and Christmas.
Frank, do you go to these Christmas in July events by yourself?
I do, mostly. Sometimes I get asked to do things, like I DJ'd at the Christmas in July Elf Ball, which was a lot of fun.
Well, why do you think the rest of the world doesn't do stuff like that for Christmas in July like we do here at the North Pole, Frank?
Well, there's some Christmas in July out there. I especially like to see the charity events and fundraisers that people do for Christmas in July. I think that stuff's pretty cool, but I honestly don't know why it's not a bigger thing, Crash. For me, Christmas in July is a real focusing event. It's a mood setter. It gets me in the Christmas spirit, and I come out of July all fired up for Christmas.
I do too, Frank. I think that even part of Santa's intent with Christmas in July is, well, I think he wants people in the Christmas spirit during times of the year when it's not Christmas. And, well, Christmas in July is a great way to do it.
I know. In the Tracker Elf world where you work every day, Crash, July is a time when a lot of Tracker Elves kind of wake up.
Yeah, it is. And we'll see it on the website, Frank, at santatrackers.net. There's a lot more activity these days, and it's growing by the day.
Do Tracker Elves celebrate Christmas in July?
Yeah, some do, but I think we could do a better job of making it a part of their routine every year. I'll add that to my to-do list, Frank.
You're going to make Tracker Elves celebrate Christmas in July?
No, I'm not going to make anybody do anything, Frank. We're a all-volunteer force, and Tracker Elves have to fit in their elf life around their regular life. Many of our trackers are younger, and some of them are still in school. In many places, July is a time of family vacations and stuff, and I'm not going to make big demands on trackers for Christmas in July. I think this can be another one of those optional things that will be helpful for trackers, but we're not going to put a candy cane to their heads or anything.
Well, how would someone who's not at the North Pole, tracker elf or otherwise, go about celebrating Christmas in July if they've never done it before?
Christmas in July is one of those traditional things that doesn't have a tradition of stuff that you have to do, Frank. At Christmas, you have to hang up your stockings, and you have to put up a tree, and you have to do a million other things. But Christmas in July can be anything, Frank. It's the beauty of it. The eggnog chugging that we do here at the North Pole was born of a contest held during Christmas in July. It didn't exist before, but it exists now, and it's a beloved part of summer celebrations here. I think people can invent their own traditions for Christmas in July. If you want to make it a Christmas-related thing, that's fine. Put up your tree, blast your music, watch your movies, eat your cookies, whatever floats your boat. But if you don't want to do something necessarily related to Christmas, you know, play ping pong or go water skiing or something, you know, like having a hot dog eating contest or whatever, you can do those things and call it Christmas in July. It's all very open-ended and not a lot of rules, Frank, and you gotta love a thing like that.
Crash, is there anything new you're going to do for Christmas in July this year?
Well, I was asked to host 3 Saturday Night with Crash chats in North Pole Chat this year, starting on Saturday, July 13th. These are chats that are designed to get questions answered by me and a secret elf guest I'll be having for those 3 Saturdays in July. People can send in their questions ahead of the chat or ask them during the events. This is a new thing, and we're hoping people will enjoy it.
That sounds pretty good. I might even attend those myself.
Well, you don't know it yet, but you could be one of my secret guests.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've asked a lot of people and been turned down by a few because they're so busy.
So I'm your fallback.
Well, yeah, to be honest, I don't want you to be one of my secret guests, Frank. And don't get all hurt by that. I think people hear from you and me together so much the rest of the year. I think taking that time to talk to some other elves, people you don't hear from, might be a better thing, Frank. No offense.
None taken, Crash. You're right. We've got this podcast and the other one and all that radio time together. Regardless, I'll be there for these chats. Anything else new for Christmas in July?
Well, I just want to remind all my Tracker Elf friends out there to tune in now. It's time to get back to the table. A lot of Tracker Elf news is breaking during July, and we're going to be at full speed here by the end of the month, and they don't want to be moseying in come Labor Day. The tracking world really catches fire this month.
Okay, Crash, good reminder. Our thanks go out to you for listening on this episode of the North Pole Podcast. You can send in questions at any time via SantaUpdate.com. Just email info@SantaUpdate.com to get your question in. On behalf of Elf Crash Murphy and the entire radio team at North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, signing off and thanking you for listening to the North Pole Podcast.